AVS Media Demo.
Happy New Year to everyone. Turn in your Bibles to the New Testament book of Ephesians, and I'll be in chapter 4, looking at verses 1 through 16.
And AVS Media Demo.
Then about halfway through the sermon, or whenever I get there, I'm going to go back to Acts chapter 2 and the reading that Ben had for us. And I can guarantee this morning that this will be the best sermon of the year to date.
AVS Media Demo.
And it might go all downhill from here, but we can start on a high note. I wanted to thank Denny for that table talk. That was really, really profound, I thought. And what a great way to start the new year.
AVS Media Demo.
Remembering Jesus. And I especially like Denny's emphasis on preparation. I hope to touch about on this a little bit in the sermon, but sometimes I worry that maybe we're a little
AVS Media Demo
or too casual in our approach on Sundays, you know, with our worship. If worship ever becomes something for us that we look at as something that we just do on Sunday,
AVS Media Demo,
you know, and it loses meaning in that way, then we really need to step back and reevaluate what we're doing, why we're here. And as we've been reminded this morning, the only reason that all of us would ever be
AVS Media Demo
is because of Jesus Christ and what God did for us through him, through his obedience and his sacrifice. So I'm thankful that Denny reminded us that we need to remember that. And we need to prepare
AVS Media Demo
to devote ourselves to the Lord and to give ourselves over to him in worship. Let's read Ephesians 4, 1 through 16. Paul writing, of course.
AVS Media Demo.
A prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the
AVS Media Demo
bond of peace. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and
AVS Media Demo
over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave
AVS Media Demo.
Now in saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he also descended into the lower regions, the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And
AVS Media Demo.
Prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature
AVS Media Demo
of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may be no longer children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful
AVS Media Demo.
Speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes
AVS Media Demo
that builds itself up in love. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time that we have to gather together. We pray as we have our Bibles open before us that our hearts and minds would also be open to hear your truth.
AVS Media Demo.
Congregation this morning, we would be built up and edified by sharing together in worship and also around your word. But I pray also, God, that you would be glorified in our lives, that the things that we hear and learn this morning would be
AVS Media Demo.
Apply in our lives. We ask for guidance in this matter, that if we don't know quite how to apply your word, that we would submit ourselves to you and that you would show us how to apply these things in our lives. Help us to grow. Help us to
AVS Media Demo.
But as a church, help us to always keep our mind focused on doing your will. May we find everything that we need in you, May we constantly turn back to you for your grace and love and mercy.
AVS Media Demo.
Find full completion in Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. This morning I want to talk to you about resolutions, New Year's resolutions. That's something that obviously...
AVS Media Demo.
Make at this time of year. A lot of people decide to make resolutions. Many Christians make a resolution that they're going to read through the Bible this year. And sometimes that happens, sometimes it doesn't happen. I think any Bible...
AVS Media Demo.
Whether you get through the whole thing in a year or not, it's better to keep reading the Bible. But sometimes the Christians will make a resolution like that. Sometimes folks will make a resolution that they're going to exercise more. If you're anything like me and the month of December hits, you probably eat...
AVS Media Demo.
The rest of the year around, cookies and different things that get baked, and large meals and so on. And so you need to exercise more, so you set that as a resolution. Some people make a resolution that they're going to get more involved or more active.
AVS Media Demo.
Different ministries or in the communities that they live. Sometimes when we set resolutions, sometimes they're easy to keep. Sometimes they're difficult to keep. Sometimes people fail on their resolutions on January 1st. Or I guess...
AVS Media Demo.
You didn't keep the first day. Sometimes you keep them halfway through the year, sometimes the whole year. But resolutions can be a way of bringing guidance and focus to our thinking about an issue. The reason that we would think about setting a resolution...
AVS Media Demo.
...Bible through in an entire year is because we recognize a need to bring more focus to our pursuit of God, to the way that we approach Him. The reason that we would set a resolution maybe to become more active in the church is because...
AVS Media Demo.
...that we see that more activity, being around other Christians, being more involved in the Lord's service, could fill. And so we set resolutions to be helpful. And that doesn't mean that when a resolution that we set...
AVS Media Demo.
...we've failed necessarily, but it can bring our attention back to what our goal really was. And in some cases, the resolutions that we set are just a little bit too ambitious.
AVS Media Demo.
Dial them back a little bit and restart. But resolutions are set so that we can help ourselves get more serious in a particular area. I want us to think this morning about some resolutions that churches...
AVS Media Demo.
Often we think about resolutions in terms of individuals. You know, what am I going to do this year? Or what is my family going to do this year? But what if we started to think in terms of what can our church do this year? How can we become better? What are some...
AVS Media Demo.
We read this morning about maturity. I think that Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 16 is an excellent passage to help us think through some areas in which we can mature and grow as a church. I don't mean...
AVS Media Demo.
...resolutions this morning, but I wonder if we can set some loose goals in our own minds. If, as a church, we can become more focused on what we're doing for the Lord. It may be as a result of listening this morning, each of us can make a decision to become...
AVS Media Demo.
...in our service to God. And if each of us just gave maybe even 1% more, imagine the difference that that would make in our personal lives, but also in our life as a church. Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 16.
AVS Media Demo.
Paul's obviously not writing to give a church some resolutions to deal with, but he is writing to address some issues in the church. If you read through the book of Ephesians, one thing that you'll notice is that it's divided...
AVS Media Demo.
Chapters 1 through 3 represent a very doctrinal form of teaching, where Paul breaks down some of the doctrines that he wants to address. And then in chapters 4 through 6, he teaches the implication or the application...
AVS Media Demo.
And so we can read chapters 1 through 3 and learn a lot about Christ and the church, and then we can read chapters 4 through 6 and we can find out what it all means, how it applies, what difference it makes for us. And the first difference that it makes...
AVS Media Demo.
If we're here and part of the church, if we're part of Christ's body, if we look to Christ as our Lord and Savior, then that ought to make a difference in our lives. The difference that it ought to make in our lives is that we ought to be striving...
AVS Media Demo.
We would even find ourselves becoming more mature. because we're looking to Christ to guide and lead us. And so having come through chapters 1 through 3, Paul talks about some things, some core commitments that they ought to have as Christians.
AVS Media Demo.
Commitments. But I want us to look first and foremost at how Paul considers himself here in chapter 4, verse 1. Notice how he writes to them and he emphasizes that he's a prisoner for the Lord.
AVS Media Demo.
At this point. And he's a prisoner because of his gospel ministry. But this is not something he needs to bring out for them. It's not, I guess, critical for them to understand what he's talking about, for them to understand that
he's AVS Media Demo.
But I think he wants them to see the seriousness with which he's approaching the things he's teaching them. The things that he's teaching to them are the very things that got him put in prison.
But now AVS Media Demo.
Flying away from these things. He's not turning his back on them or renouncing them. He's doubling down, so to speak, and he's looking at them, and he's saying, I'm going to keep teaching these things, even though I'm in prison.
AVS Media Demo.
Teaching them because people need to know them and because God calls me to do these things. And so Paul gives us a picture of a man so dedicated and committed to God that he would even go to prison.
AVS Media Demo.
God gave him to do. And that even in prison, that didn't slow him down for a minute. And so he writes to them, he urges them to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which they have been called. He's reminding them of the life that he taught.
AVS Media Demo.
The grace that has been given to them through Christ. And he challenges them. He calls them to live up to that grace. To live up to that calling that they received. To be humble. To be gentle. To be patient.
AVS Media Demo.
To maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. It can be so easy as believers to simply go about our own business. To spend time with the people that we know or the people that we like the best.
AVS Media Demo.
Look very casually at others that we don't really know that well, or in some cases that we don't want to get to know that well. But Paul calls us, he challenges us, he teaches us that in Christ we need to overcome the barriers that
AVS Media Demo
people and the relationships that we have with them. He calls us not to allow anything to come in the way of the bond of peace, the unity in the Spirit that we have with each other. That if we find some disunity,
AVS Media Demo,
something to casually look over and to say, I'm just not gonna talk to that person when they're around. But if there's some disunity among us, then we need to work through that. We need to practice humility and patience and gentleness.
AVS Media Demo,
find the unity of the Spirit coming in our midst. There's some basic ways of living, and that's what Paul is outlining for us. Attitudes and attributes that were seen in the example of Jesus himself.
AVS Media Demo.
He teaches these things. All he's doing is reminding us to try to pattern our lives after our Lord and Savior. And then he comes to these core doctrinal commitments. He doesn't write an entire book about these things. But
AVS Media Demo.
Of the doctrinal commitments that we need to have as believers. And so he says there is one body. Body of Christ. There's one Spirit, just as you are called to the one hope that belongs to your call. There's one
AVS Media Demo.
Faith. There's one baptism. There's one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. And once Christians can congregate around these core commitments, these doctrines,
AVS Media Demo,
essential to what it means to be believers, then we can start to understand and see how our application of these things really matter. And that's why Paul says in verse 7, but grace was given to each one of us according to the
AVS Media Demo.
He's about to go on here and talk to the Christians about the things he gave to the church to help them mature. But he refers to it as grace. You see that in verse 7?
AVS Media Demo.
It's not inner attributes that I or whoever else has developed that's going to do this or that thing, that our ability to work together, our ability to to lead and guide and to evangelize and to teach and to be shepherds and
AVS Media Demo
are graces that were given to various people by God. They're not things that we've claimed for ourselves. They're not things that we've developed by ourselves. They're graces given by God. And so he gets into these things in verse 11.
AVS Media Demo.
Paul says, he's talking about Christ. That's what verses 8 through 10 are about. It's about Christ and how Christ has given these gifts, these graces to the church. And these things are the apostles, the prophets,
AVS Media Demo,
the teachers. Sometimes this is referred to as the fivefold ministry of the New Testament. But the reason that these things exist are not so that people can call themselves by different titles or say, I have this ability or that ability. Paul dealt with that.
AVS Media Demo.
But these things exist for a purpose. And the purpose is not so that some can have one gift and others another, but the purpose is that the saints would be equipped for the work of ministry.
AVS Media Demo.
We find that whatever gifts Christ is giving within his own body exist to help his body grow up. That's why they're there, to equip the saints for the work of ministry.
AVS Media Demo.
In the New Testament, the saints refer to the church, to each and every one of us. And so these gifts exist in the church so that each and every one of us can be built up for the work of ministry, equipped
to do AVS Media Demo.
For building up the body of Christ. How is the body of Christ built up? The body of Christ is built up through the work of ministry as folks are equipped to do that work. Do you see how that process is breaking down?
AVS Media Demo.
Given various gifts of leadership and teaching and so on, exercise those gifts given by God, by Christ, and as they exercise those gifts to equip people for works of service and ministry, the body...
AVS Media Demo.
And how long is that going to happen? Paul tells us in verse 13, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, and to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's going to be an...
AVS Media Demo.
Until we reach complete maturity. But maturity is the goal. The goal is not even that some would be given gifts to exercise over others. That's not the goal at all. The goal is not that some would...
AVS Media Demo.
...so that others would become more involved and get involved in ministry. That's not the goal either. The goal is that those things would work together so that the body would be built up, so that there would be maturity within the body.
AVS Media Demo.
...is the goal. And this morning, if we think about resolutions, as I was talking about at the top, the resolution that we might set for ourselves is simply to find greater maturity in our midst this year.
AVS Media Demo.
Immature, but in the Bible, we never reach completion. Completion comes only at the end. We keep working towards greater and greater maturity. And so that's what Paul calls us to this morning.
AVS Media Demo.
The goal is maturity. The goal is to grow together as the body of Christ. And so Paul talks in terms of this this cycle and this circle, if you will, being equipped to serve and then going out and serving.
AVS Media Demo.
Equipping other people to serve and going out and serving. It's a cycle and a circle. And so Paul talks to us about God's plan, and he indicates that God's plan for us is that we would become more mature.
AVS Media Demo.
Church, for the body of Christ, is greater maturity, then I think we need to be careful how we view God's church, what our outlook is on God's church. And this is kind of what I meant when I was talking a little bit.
AVS Media Demo.
How we view what we do on Sundays. Are we maybe a little bit too loose or cavalier in our approach to what we do? We need to be careful not to treat the church or even to look at the church as though it
was AVS Media Demo.
Derive benefits from. And I worry that sometimes we fall into that trap. I worry that I fall into that trap sometimes too. That we can take for granted what we do on Sundays and Sunday nights and Wednesday nights and other gatherings.
AVS Media Demo.
Even though we'd never phrase it like this, I wonder if we begin to look at what we do on Sunday as paying our dues and just kind of going through the motions. I wonder sometimes if that's where the attitude comes from, that
AVS Media Demo.
To be served by the leaders whenever they think their turn has come up to be served. And rather than serving others, they're sitting back looking and expecting to be served. Sometimes we're not going to get involved because we think that
AVS Media Demo
looking at or thinking about is going to take too much of our time. You know, being the church, and notice I said not being in a church, but being the church does take time. It can take a lot of time. But in the New
Testament, AVS Media Demo,
that the church ought to be at the center of our lives. It's who we are. We are the body of Christ. It's not something that we add on Sundays, maybe on Wednesday if it's convenient for us. And when I talk about being the church,
AVS Media Demo,
of our lives, I don't necessarily mean attendance at all our meetings. But what I do mean is recognizing what it means to be the body of Christ. That ought to change our lives. It ought to give us a direction in our
lives. AVS Media Demo
teaches us to be more involved with each other on a regular basis. In the same way that our human bodies work together so that we have what we need on a daily basis.
AVS Media Demo
needs to work together and come together and be brought together so that it also has what it needs on a regular basis. This might take the form of having real relationships with other believers in this church. Not just
AVS Media Demo.
See other folks on Sundays and again maybe on Wednesday, but where we call folks during the week. We get together on a weekend. Maybe we go for dinner on Sunday nights after that service is over.
AVS Media Demo.
For visiting other people, especially hospital visitations or funeral visitations or, you know, weddings and receptions at these critical times of people's lives, it requires us, you know, being the body of Christ requires us
to be AVS Media Demo
of the same body. We need to be careful never to look at the church as being something that's inconvenient for us or time consuming for us. It's never something to look at as being something that we add on.
AVS Media Demo.
Maybe we can cram in worship today, but I don't have time to go to Bible study. You know, if we ever have an attitude like that or an approach like that, we seriously need to step back and take a minute and wonder if Jesus
AVS Media Demo
dying for us. And yet that's what he did. He came and he was obedient, Philippians tells us, to the point of death. He gave his life for each and every one of us. How dare we consider
AVS Media Demo
convenient matter for us. Now, we have an example in the New Testament. This is what we looked at in Acts chapter 2. We can go over quickly now and look at this. But this is an example of a mature church.
AVS Media Demo.
47. A very early church, of course, but a very mature church. They had the leadership of the apostles. They knew what they were doing. They knew what it meant. They had spent years with Jesus, 3 years. They knew what it was like.
AVS Media Demo.
And we saw four things in this passage that a mature church would focus on. And those four things are discipleship, a fellowship, benevolence, and outreach and evangelism.
AVS Media Demo.
For teaching, for regular ongoing teaching. They shared and remembered Jesus around the Lord's Supper table, or together, the Lord's table. They spent a lot of time in prayer. These are the basic spiritual disciplines of believers.
AVS Media Demo.
Reading the Bible on your own or listening to lessons and classes, to spend time in prayer both individually and together as a church body, to remember Jesus, both his death and his
AVS Media Demo.
Around the Lord's table, because that's the center of what we do. They shared in fellowship together. They were together a lot. We find out that they met together in the temple and then day by day in homes.
AVS Media Demo.
Feasible for them based on how the city was arranged at that time, the city that they were in. But can't we learn something from their example of sharing in fellowship together? And can't we find more ways of interacting with each other?
AVS Media Demo.
Be with each other, to touch base, to get together, to connect in some way, to learn from their example of fellowship, their example of benevolence for each other, that they would literally sell possessions that they had to make
sure. AVS Media Demo.
In fact, we learned that there was no needy person among them. Everyone was taken care of. When they needed to, someone stepped up, sold what they needed to sell to make sure that everyone would be taken care of.
And then AVS Media Demo.
The results of a mature church is growth. God added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Because they were mature, they did the right things. And because they did the right things, God blessed them with growth.
He blessed AVS Media Demo.
Because they were mature. And so Acts 2 teaches us, it gives us an example of what a mature church looks like. It's focused on discipleship, on teaching, on the Lord's Supper, on prayer.
AVS Media Demo.
Among the body, within the body. It's focused on care for each other, and it's focused around outreach and evangelism that glorifies God and brings others in, teaching them the gospel message. Do you think that those would be good and worthy goals for us?
AVS Media Demo.
2012? Is becoming a more mature church a good idea? I think it is. Now imagine, think about this. If each one of us here today committed to maturing in our own
AVS Media Demo.
Imagine the difference that that would make. Some of us would mature maybe 1%. Some of us might mature 10%. Some of us maybe have a lot more maturing to do than others, and we jump up 80%. But imagine that if each and every one of us here today
AVS Media Demo.
Some way in our faith. Imagine the difference that that would make for you and for this church. Imagine if only 10% of us committed to that goal. What difference could just 10% of us make
who are committed? AVS Media Demo.
I think that even 5% could make a tremendous difference. What would be different in your life and in the life of this church if you committed to focus this year on Bible reading, on prayer,
AVS Media Demo,
your family at home spiritually, on being together for worship, on focusing, preparing, as Denny was talking about, for the Lord's Supper each and every week? What would be different for you if you focused on fellowship?
AVS Media Demo.
What would be different for you? How would that help you grow? How would that help you change and decide to do things differently? How can you start this process today? That's probably the most important question.
AVS Media Demo.
In maturing today, we're only going to become a more mature church as each of us commits to becoming more mature in our own lives. Where can you start today? Now I know for some, that's going to begin with a new
AVS Media Demo.
As we look at the ending of the book of Acts here, chapter 2, verses 42 through 47, this was not a church that had been around for a long time. This was a newly established church. It had begun on the
basis AVS Media Demo.
Of Jesus. And Peter preached that Jesus was both Lord and Christ. And those that heard this recognized that they had put the Lord and Christ to death. They recognized
AVS Media Demo
was complicit in that. And when they recognized the guilt that they had before the Lord and Christ and before God, they asked Peter, what do we need to do? And Peter told them to repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of their sins.
AVS Media Demo.
Holy Spirit. When we recognize that we need a new beginning in Christ, that we are in fact sinners and we need to turn our lives over to God to find that forgiveness of sin, to receive that promised gift of the Holy Spirit. When we recognize that
AVS Media Demo.
Come before God, repent from that sin, and put on his son, Jesus Christ, in baptism. And if you're here this morning in need of a new beginning in this brand new year, please let us know by coming forward as we stand and sing.